Well, sir, Vic and Sade and Russell are settling for a quiet evening at home as we enter the small house halfway up on the next block now. And here in the living room, we find our friends in attitudes of comfort and relaxation. Vic and Sade are seated on the davenport with sections of the newspaper, and young Russell, at the library table, peruses a volume of vigorous fiction. And of a sudden, we hear...
Here's a piece in the paper about some halfwit in Ohio that mailed a letter to his brother-in-law in Pennsylvania, and the numbskull brother-in-law...
Oh, hey, we got a letter this afternoon. Beth wrote. Wonder how I happened to forget that. Go get it, Willie, in the dining room on top of the buffet.
Yeah, okay.
Wonder how I happened to forget that.
This fathead in Ohio wrote to his lame-brained brother-in-law in Pennsylvania and told him there was buried treasure in his backyard.
Well, the feeble-minded
Pennsylvania guy went right outdoors with a shovel and commenced to dig. He not only dug up his own backyard, but the backyards of several of his neighbors.
What on earth are you talking about?
This piece in the paper.
I was trying to get a word in edgewise about Bess's letter.
My miserable little comments concerning this piece in the paper were well underway before the subject of Bess's letter ever arose.
Let's not go into this business again, shall we?
Well, no, but Thunder, I started to read it.
There's a local card on top of the buffet. Which one is Aunt Bess's?
Bring the whole work.
It's dark out here. I can't tell which is which.
There is such a thing as turning on the light.
Oh, the switch is clear over on the other side of the room.
Oh, my, switch is clear over on the other side of the room.
I think maybe I can recognize Aunt Bess's letter by the deal. She uses envelope.
Bring the whole works, I said.
Oh, okay.
This is kind of funny. Ernest J. Florch of Dismal Seepage, Ohio, in a letter to his brother-in-law...
You got another done from Kleeberger's.
What?
Two letters arrived this afternoon. Beside Bess's little rotten note, Kleeberger sent another done.
Well, it's about the fourth one this month.
Why don't you pay that? Why don't you pay that? Why don't you pay that?
I'll never pay it if they persist in hounding me.
I got a postal card from Miss Nagel saying she missed me in Sunday school last Sunday. And you got another done from Kleeberger's,
though. Kleeberger's aren't playing the game square anymore.
Hand me a Bess's letter, Willie.
See? Kleeberger's aren't playing the game square anymore. They're only supposed to dun their victims the first of every month. No fooling. This is about the fifth notice they've sent me during September.
Pay them their $2.
You know, Sade, as well as I know, and as well as Kleeberger's know, too, for that matter, that this half-wit $2 business is just so much axle grease. We settle up with them every month.
But you're invariably $2 behind.
Sure, because as often as not, I drop in and charge a necktie or some socks or something. See, it's a different $2 every month. As a matter of fact, we're good, steady customers. Kleeberger's know that, or should know it. And yet, for some perverse, wrong-headed, ridiculous reason, they keep dunning me.
They want their $2.
That half-wit, lame-brained, fathead $2 is a polite fiction. Why, we must spend 10, 15, 25 bucks in their feeble-minded store every single month in the year. Then we settle right up on the dot. What'd they say in their dun that come just last week?
I don't know.
Something about $2, please. And all three words underlined in red ink. Oh, you think I was a deadbeat. You think I hadn't paid him a nickel in 6 years.
I don't care. Listen while I read Bess's letter.
Kleeberger, you scoundrel. I should go down there and throttle you.
Listen now while I read Bess's letter.
We missed you so much at Sunday school last Sunday.
You were at Sunday school last Sunday?
Sure I was at Sunday school last Sunday.
Why does Miss Nagel write you those postal cards?
I don't know.
Well, ask her. They come every week.
Yeah.
All right. Aunt Bess's letter.
Yeah.
Dear Sister Nora, thought I would write and see how you are feeling. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap has let up considerable on the twinges, not wood.
Hey, kiddo, for Pete's sake, listen to this.
What?
Listen to this.
You want to read me the newspaper, Pete?
No, my dun from Kleeberger's.
Dick, every time a poor little rotten, miserable letter arrives from my sister...
No, say it honest. Listen, what?
You want to read me your dun from Kleeberger's?
It's not a dun. It's not a dun. It's not a dun. Dear Mr. Gook, we submit our earnest apologies and humbly solicit your sympathy and understanding in a matter which we feel... We submit your earnest apologies and humbly submit solicit your sympathy and understanding
about
in a matter
say,
which...
you chuckling and tittering.
Let me read you this.
Well, just tell me.
All right. Kleeberger's saved.
Yeah.
Kleeberger's owe me $2.
Really, Doc?
Kleeberger's owe me $2.
Well, for goodness sake, how did they...
They were checking back in their books yesterday for some reason or other, and they came across an entry several months back where we overpaid them $4.
Oh,
we overpaid them $4 and we're constantly and currently being done for $2, so that leaves a $2 difference in our favor. In short, the shoe is on the other foot.
Kleeberger's owe you $2.
Isn't that sweet music? Don't those syllables roll richly on the tongue? Kleeberger's owe me $2. Mr. Henny?
Yeah?
Fetch Papa the telephone directory.
What you gonna do?
Or better still, Russell, old man, get the telephone directory and look Papa up a number.
What number?
What you gonna do, Bear?
What do you think?
Well, I haven't any idea.
I am going to dun Kleeberger.
Oh, now listen.
Find me the telephone number of Kleeberger's Outfitters and Haberdashers, then.
Yeah, okay.
You're not going to do anything silly.
Silly? I'm only going to exchange an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Will you have me do otherwise?
No, but I won't have
any.
Hey,
Gov, it's nighttime. Kleeberger's store won't be open.
Why, of course it won't. I never thought of that. Russell, you're absolutely right. Look up Kleeberger's residence.
No.
Read me Bessie's letter while he's locating the number.
You're not going to do any such a silly, childish thing.
Why, Sadie, how you talk. Obviously, you're joking.
You want old man Kleeberger himself, Gov, or one of the sons?
Old man Kleeberger himself.
T.W. Kleeberger Sr.
T.W. Kleeberger Sr. It's old man Kleeberger, Sadie, who sends me these bushels and bushels of duns. He handles all that stuff personally. What is the number, Russell?
6723W.
A fine, orotund, sonorous-sounding number. 6723W. I will call that tinkling euphonious number.
Oh, now, hey.
This won't take me but a moment.
I think you're just fooling.
Fooling? Why would I be fooling? Kleeberger's owe me $2. It's my duty to dun them. When circumstances are reversed, they dun me. In fact, they dun me every few minutes. I would be shirking a responsibility if I neglected to dun Kleeberger. 6723W, please.
Correct. This might be carrying silliness a trifle too far.
You think so?
I don't think so, Gov. I think you're fully justified in demanding your just
debt. Well, a little joke in the family is all right, but when it comes to...
Excuse me, Sadie. Hello, is Mr. Kleeberger there, please?
I have to go in that store 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. I see. Well, I don't imagine you have that telephone number. Oh, really? Well, I'd certainly appreciate having it. Yes, it is rather important.
Oh.
9964J. Thank you very much. Remember that, Doctor.
9964J.
Yes, indeed. And thank you very, very much. Goodbye. I think that was the butler.
You think you're awful, awful cute, don't you?
No, not at all. What was that number, Russell?
9964J.
Bear with me another 10 or 15 seconds, people.
Kleeberger wasn't home?
No, he wasn't home. He can be reached at, 9964J. Exactly. 9964J.
Where is that?
The office of the pastor of the Second Congregational Church.
No.
Yes. Mr. Kleeberger is attending a committee meeting there. Seems that he's one of the elders of that church. 9964J, please.
Correct. Gonna dun him for $2, huh?
Don't he owe me $2?
I suppose you think it's cute.
When I owe him $2, he's only dun me. Don't he dun me and dun me and dun me and tip. Hello. I understand Mr. T.W. Kleeberger is there. May I speak with him, please? Thank you.
I don't think this is a bit cute.
Don't you? Margaret, honey, see if this sounds like a villainous laugh.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a villainous laugh.
Now, listen, Vic, I won't hear
you. Hello, Mr. T.W. Kleeberger, Sr. This is Victor R. Gook, one of your customers, Mr. Kleeberger. Yes. Look here, Kleeberger. You owe me $2, and I want it.